Hi guys, good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are in the world. I am Shani Salmon Godfrey. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, share the video, start a watch party, tag your friends, welcome on in. I am going to be talking about the process of self-identification today. So welcome on in. How are y'all doing today? Happy Saturday. I am super excited to be here with you all today. And for those of you that is the first time meeting me, I am Shani Salmon Godfrey, founder and CEO of Elevation TV Network, Elevation Radio Network, The Gifted Magazine, Legacy Consulting Firm, and the pastor of New Life Apostolic Church International. So great big welcome. I'm super, super, super excited to be on discussing this topic with you all today, because that's one topic that seems to... It seems to go unnoticed and unsaid, and I do believe that that is the foundation of our legacy. So we're going to dive on in. So I will be giving some different steps, four steps to proper identifying oneself and how to walk in what God called you to do and to build your legacy. So we're going to talk about the first step in self-identification. I won't be on long with you all today. I'm just going to go straight to the point so we can do what we came here to do, so you can go about your day. Okay? So just hang tight with me. So the first one is finding yourself. When it comes to self-identification, we know that identification comes from identity. What is one identity, right? Ultimately, who is that person? Right now in the world that we're in, you have a lot of different definition of identity, and you know self is the being, and identification mean identity. So who are you? In a nutshell, who are you? And the first thing that a lot of people do when they said they're finding themselves is they want to know where they're from, right? They want to know where they're from. They want to know, am I mixed with this? Do I come from this? Where's my ancestor? Where did I come from? And then that's where they start their foundation. So I'm going to bring us back to the beginning. When it comes to self-identification, a lot of times we end up in a lot of different problems, and we wear a lot of different hats, meaning we're a lot of different person before we become the person who God intended us to be. Because of that reason, when we go searching our origin, then we start saying, okay, am I from this tribe? Am I from this ancestor? Am I from this country? Am I from this? Where is my ancestors from? When it comes to identify the self and you want to know your origin, that's where it all come from. We all want to know where we're going. I hear a quote that says, if you don't know where you're coming from, then you're not going to know where you're going. You're pretty much going to be repeating that cycle, right? Kind of like the children of Israel when they're stuck in the wilderness. Same concept. So to identify your origin, you need to get into the Word of God. It is what it is. If you want to know who you are, you need to know who made you. Once you know who made you, then it's easy for you to identify who you are and what it is that you're intended to do. What is your calling? What is your purpose? What is your process? But you first need to know who made you. Who are you? If you want to know who you are, open the Word. He'll tell you, this is who you are. This is what I made you for. When you know what God say about you, then half of the other issues that we have, we won't have them. And we talk about the research. Now we already know we're looking for our origin. Then we go to our purpose, right? We want to know, what am I here for? Every single person want to know, why are they here? Why did God make them? Why are they alive? Especially when tribulation and trials come up on us, we want to know. We want to know, what am I supposed to be doing? Especially if we go to a job every day what we really don't like. We really want to know, what is my purpose? I don't feel fulfilled doing what I'm doing right now. What am I called to do? What should I be doing? It is amazing to connect with you as well. And we want to know, what am I supposed to be doing? And we go back to the beginning. If you know who God made you to be, then half the battle that we fight, we would not be fighting them. We would not be oppressed on the job. We would not be losing our family, losing our mind, losing our sleep, losing our peace, because we would be saying what he said. I am above, I'm not beneath. right? I'm the head, I'm not the tail. I'm the lender, not the borrower. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And when we know that, when we know our origin, then we will know our purpose. Because once we establish that God called us for more, God did not call us to be below. He did not call us to be oppressed. He did not call us to be lacking any good thing. He did not call us to be depressed, having anxiety. He did not call us to go through all of these struggles and always travailing. He didn't call us for these things. When we know our origin, and our origin is rooted and grounded in the Word, is rooted and grounded in God. When He said, "By my stripes you are healed," then when sickness comes for our bodies, we can say, wait a minute. God didn't make me to be sick. By His stripes I am healed. And we begin to decree and declare a thing. He said, if you speak to the mountains, it shall be moved. Remember, the first step in identify who we are, we have to know where we come from, our origin. And we're not going to go on Google. We're not going to go online. We're not going to go into textbook. We need to go in the Word. And once we know the God that made us, then we begin to know who we are, right? Then our next step is our purpose. That's when we start searching for who we are. What am I supposed to be doing? I can't sleep at night. I feel like something is missing from my life and I can't really put my finger on it. I know I should be doing more, right? We're searching for our purpose. And now we go into our identity crisis. So we, and now assume that we find out sooner than later what we supposed to be doing. You may be a teacher, you may be a writer, you may be a singer, you may be just an evangelist, you may be someone that just like feeding the homeless. Once you identify that, then the enemy will come up on you and let you know, who are you? Who do you think you are? Why are you doing this? You're not supposed to be doing this. Leave it alone. And then we start having a lot of different identity crisis, right? Because throughout our journey, we're going to have people, we're going to have different places that we go and different things that make us wear a lot of different personalities. We become a lot of different people. And a lot of times when we get into our purpose, we don't even understand that we're there just because of all the different people we had to become. And we can't embrace it. We can't really walk into it because here we are. Don't even know what it is that we like anymore. Let's be real. How many times have we gone through so much and we forgot what we even like to do? We forget that we even like to draw. We like to write, right? A simple thing is writing. We forget that we even like that because we've been through so many different things, right? And that's where we are. That's a part of the purpose. So when you get into that place, when you get into that rut, be consistent with who God say you are. It goes back to the Word. And then you got to start speaking the Word over you. Hey, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, right? You shall prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And I spoke about it a few days ago that, Lord, prepare us, prepare me to sit at the table in front of the presence of my enemies. Because one thing about it, when you're in your purpose, when you're doing what God called you to do, you think the enemy's going to let you do that freely? Untouched? No. He's going to give you something called that imposter syndrome, where you feel like, you know what, you feel like an imposter, especially when people start to do what you're doing. And you're going to start to feel like, well, maybe sooner or later, they're going to realize that I'm not that good. Hello. Maybe they're going to realize that I'm really not that smart. Maybe they're going to realize that I'm really not that talented. I'm really not that gifted. And you know what? And one thing that a lot of women struggle with when it comes to identifying themselves, they struggle a lot with their physical appearance, their image, right? And they begin to ask themselves, maybe I'm not that pretty. Especially when we have people around us that told us that we can't do it. We couldn't do it. We're not pretty. They've been through abusive relationship. They've been molested. They've been raped. They've been abused. Then the enemy plant that seed in our head already to believe that I'm not that pretty. And a lot of time, the people that's abusing us is the ones that tell us these negative things. And we hold on to it. And then when we start walking on our purpose, then every so often, here come the imposter syndrome. You're really not that pretty. Sooner or later, they're going to wake up and realize you're not that pretty. Sooner or later, they're going to realize that you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to run your business. You don't know how to do this. You don't know how to do that. Oh, yeah, you had a lot of friends. You don't have none now. And they make you believe that it's because of you. No. Sometimes where you're going, God needs to shed you from people to get you there. And I can testify to that. There's a lot of relationships that I had, even in my own family. And when the relationship was good, I wasn't doing half as what I was supposed to do. Because when it's time to go search God, when it's time to go seek Him, when it's time to go and go to church, I'm going to the beach with the family. We're having family beach day on Sunday. Nope, I'm not worried about going to church. Mm-mm. I'll go to Bible study on Wednesday, maybe. But then we have movie night on Wednesday. And here it is, even in the whole family, the devil will know what it is that we are. The same way that God know what we're in need of, you think the devil don't know what you're in need of? He knew it. Why? When Jesus fasted for those 40 days, the devil came and said, oh, okay, if you serve me, I will give you all of this. If you are so hungry, turn these stones into bread. Come on. He know what you're in need of. If he knew that after 40 days of fasting, Jesus is going to be hungry, he know you're hungry. It's okay, though. Because when you know your origin, you know who God intended you to be, you know who God called you to be, then you have a better understanding of your purpose. Once you know your purpose and you start walking in it, then He's going to begin to make you feel that you should not be where you are right now. You can be in politics. You can, when God positioned you in a place, in a region, in a territory, to do what he called you to do, there is always going to be one that's going to come and make you question, am I where I'm supposed to be, God? Please just send me another confirmation. When you're in the valley, you're going to be asking him, please, God, just let me know that you're still with me, God. Yes, self-awareness. You got to be aware of yourself. Know your triggers. Know it. Those naysayers are going to be popping up in your head. They're going to be popping up. And guess what? Truth be told, sometimes the naysayers is our own self. We sabotage our own self because we believe a lot of those lies that were spoken over us. You have a lot of women growing up. It might be a stepmom, a caretaker, somebody. It probably your own mom telling you, oh, you're not going to come out to anything. Oh, all you're going to be good for is for your external appearance. And a lot of times when things get hard and we're struggling to even finish school, struggling to even do public speaking, struggling to even write the book, a little bit of that pop up. And we start saying, you know what? Maybe she was right. No. Mm-mm. The devil is a lie. I love you too. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. Okay? We are who God say that we are. And a lot of women is struggling with their physical appearance. You are beautiful. You are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. And God look at the internal, not the external. And if God made the external and the internal, it don't matter who don't like how you look. God love you. And as long as God love you, it doesn't matter who don't love you. It don't matter who don't want you because God want you. And as long as God want you, that is more than enough. That is more than enough. And that's where we got to start thinking about. The devil's job is to make us go backwards. And if you look at everything that God have for us, he look forward. That's why he has salvation. That's why he have grace and mercy. Right? That's why everything that God speaks over us, that is grace, is renewed every day. It's for us to understand that, baby, keep going forward. Keep pressing to the higher mark. I shall mount you up with wings like eagles. You understand what I'm saying? Everything he give us, He said, if you just speak to that thing, it shall be moved. But the devil bring us back to the past. Oh, I never had any money. And now you start getting some money. Here something happened. And then you feel like, well, you know, I never had any money. Maybe I'm not going to have the money, God. See, I'm going to have the business start struggling. Maybe I'm not supposed to have it. No, that's what the devil wants you to do. Keep going back to yesterday. Yesterday's dead. It don't matter how good the scientists them are. They will never bring us back to yesterday. Never. Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow is your future, and that's where you should be thinking. And the last step in this fourth step of our self-identification process is legacy. Come forth. Come forth. Come forth and do what God called you to do and build that legacy. One thing about legacy, it's not this pretty. It's not pretty. Legacy is gonna be, it's gonna bring pain. It's gonna bring some tears. It's gonna want us, we're gonna have to get rooted and grounded. We're gonna have to get stronger to withstand the warfare that's gonna come behind legacy. Legacy is something that will precede us. Even after God remove us from this world, legacy will remain. Whatever that legacy is, it's going to remain. And when we understand that you are literally changing the world, you're changing the lives of you and your every single person that's attached to you until God remove this planet. Legacy will bring back pain. You are absolutely right, woman of God. Legacy will bring back pain. Legacy will cause you to tap into all the parts of you that you hid for so long because you don't want the imposter to show up. That imposter syndrome that gonna make you feel like, well, maybe if I tell them that I was raped, that they won't respect me anymore, that they won't invite me over to speak, that they won't buy my books anymore, that they won't, you know, listen to my videos anymore. Listen. That is the part of us that God needs to use, because somebody out there needs to understand that on the other side of all of that pain, they can begin to produce that legacy. You understand what I'm saying? They can produce that legacy. Come forth. And when you come forth, stay there. The imposter is going to show up. As long as there's a Christ, there is an antichrist. You understand? As long as there's a you, there's an anti-you. There's that you that's going to try to remind you of where you're coming from. And we got to understand this. We need to know our origin. And we're not going to look for it on the outside. We're going to look for it in the Word. Once you know the God that made you and what He think of you, then no matter what comes your way, you're going to keep thinking what God think about you. That's why the Word of God said, be re-transformed through the renewing of your mind. Because the mind will always... Listen... Our body is built on two things, anatomy and physiology, the structure of the body, the heart, the lung, the kidney, and the physiology, the function, okay? And our body is programmed. They always said muscle memory, right? Our body is programmed to be on autopilot in some ways, and some things we have to do. Eating, we have to do. Our body breaking down the food and turn it into energy, we don't have to do that. With that being said, when it comes to the psychological parts of a man, trauma, things that our body have experienced, our body will have two responses, fight or flight. Okay? And when we experience that thing again, our body is going to tell us to run when we're not supposed to run. Our body is going to remember that pain. You ever sit down and start thinking about something and you start crying? Or you start smiling, or you just feel your heart break all over again, and you're like, my God, let me just catch my breath for a minute. Because our body is programmed to remember those things, so it can protect us from those things. But that's why we got to tap into the Spirit. That's why I said, they that worship Him must do it in what? Spirit and in truth. Because if we stay into our own person, our own self, and we're talking about self-identification, right? Self, then self will tell us to do two things, stand up and fight or run away. Run away. And that's when the devil want, that's what the devil wants us to do. If we run away from who we are, we'll run away from our legacy. We'll run away from our purpose. If we run away from who we are, then that means we're going to try to run away from the pain. And listen, the pain is what allow us to touch the heart of other people, because people want to know, show me how you live my pain. I don't want to hear what you have to say until I know that you know what I'm going through. Because a lot of times people will say, I understand. And we're like, no. You don't understand. You cannot possibly understand what I'm going through. But when they begin to tell you, and spirit to spirit, deep call out to deep, and we feel that connection, we could be like, my God. And if God brought you out of that, oh, he can do it for me too. He can do it for me too. Do not run away from that pain. You're going to feel that pain and you're going to push forward. Let that pain push you forward into your destiny. I always tell people, because of all that I went through, is why I know I got to go forward. Because if I got to be the ram in the bush, then I'm going to be the ram in the bush. Because I don't want anybody else to go through what I went through, because I know what it feels like. And that's where I feel like I already went through my pain, already overcame my pain, and I'm going to help you not to go the route that I went through. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what we got to do. Push through the pain. It's like delivering a baby. Which woman feel the baby pain and we stop midway and be like, oh, that's it. Go back up. No, we like, push, take this baby out of me, right? Push, take this baby out of me, push. And we push that baby out. Why? Because we don't want to remain feeling that pain. We don't want to remain in that position. We don't want to keep feeling that pain. We're going to push as hard as we can and as strong as we can, hoping that the next push, the baby going to come right out. Why? So we can get some relief. And every time we talk about the pain, every time we push through it and talk about it and testify to somebody, it's the less we begin to feel the pain. I was looking at my life the other day and I was thinking about all that I went through. And I said, wow, thank you, Lord, because I don't even feel that pain anymore. I don't feel it anymore because I spoke about it so much to women that was going through what I'm going through that I don't feel that pain anymore. It's like delivering the baby. Now I have this beautiful, amazing baby, which is the purpose and legacy that God gave you. And you don't feel that pain that you had when you was in birth. We know it was painful, but we don't relive that anymore. So why do we keep letting the devil do that to us? Why do we keep letting the pain that we went through keep plaguing our mind, keeping us up at night? Taking us off of our jobs? Persecuting us, lying on us, and we sit there. Why do we do it? We do it. We don't. No woman sit down and said, Lord, let me relive my labor pain every day of my life. But that's what we do. So it is in the spirit, so it is in the natural. And we keep doing that to ourselves and keep torturing ourselves, reliving those labor pain. Yes, they talk about you and they talk about Jesus. If they talk about him, they gonna talk about you. They hated him. They gonna hate you. They lied on him. They're gonna do it to you. They sold him out. They betrayed him. They're gonna do it to you. When you know your origin, then you know what's gonna happen to you. So when the negative Nancy and the naysayer start lying on you, then you could be like, oh, it's nothing new. It's a part of the process, right? When the people call you and tell you what they're gonna do to your business to try to shut your business down, whatever. They did it to him. They killed his disciple. That was the enemy way of trying to shut his business down. But here we are today. Here we are today. Nothing is new. When you understand where you are, then you understand where you're going. You understand who you are. You understand what you're made to do. And then you won't have what? Identity crisis, because you know who you are. And you stay strong in your authority. You stay strong in who you are. And women, I'm going to speak specifically to you right now. We have to stay firm in who God say we are. Because nowadays, when we are coming forth, we're going to hear a lot of men and women that's going to say, sit down and shut up. You are to be seen and not heard. Okay? I'm not telling you. I'm not asking. I'm telling. Been there, been through it. But you got to do what you're supposed to do. When you write your book, they're going to tell you, sit down and shut up. How dare you? And see, that's why you got to know and stay firm with who you are. You are amazing. You are strong. You are wonderful. You are fearfully made. You are the head and not the tail. You are above, not beneath. You are the boss, not the employee. You are the lender, not the borrower. You give opportunities. You're not waiting for any handouts. You are brilliant. And you are called for a purpose. You are more than capable. Woman of God, you with me right now. You are more than capable of doing it. Don't worry about who didn't graduate school. Don't worry about the degree, the education that you think you don't have. You don't need anything more than what you have. What you need to do, what you need to do is already in your hands. Just use it. Just use it. You are energetic. You are healed. You are healthy. You got perfect vision. You know what you see. The devil can't play with your mind and tell you you're not seeing what you're seeing. Your ears work perfectly fine. Okay? You are no longer tortured. You are not in pain anymore. You're not going to relive your labor pain. Your labor is gone. We have birthdays to celebrate the beautiful gift and the beautiful child that was birthed. You know what? If it comes down to it, throw yourself a birthday. Last year, they broke my heart. This year, I'm going to buy me a cake to celebrate it because my heart is not broken this year. Listen, if it take all that, when it gets hard for me, I buy myself a cake. I'm sorry. That's just what I do. And my cake said, congratulations. Congratulations for, I didn't hurt nobody when I should have. Congratulations because I'm still standing strong. Congratulations because I know who I am. Congratulations for the business. Congratulations for every single thing. Congratulations for just waking up today. I'm a king. I'm a queen. I'm a boss. I'm a whatever. And if it comes down to it, write yourself little notes to yourself. Sometimes I have to put little sticky notes up on my mirror. So when I wake up in the morning, I got to remind myself who I am. Because a lot of times the higher you go, sometimes you will start to begin a happy birthday, woman of God. Sometimes you will start to believe that, you know what? You're getting higher, but you still believe that the higher you get that, you know what, maybe I should stop now. And sometimes I got to write myself little love notes. Girl, I'm so proud of you. My notes, I have to be like, girl, I'm so proud of you. You are doing it. Keep doing it. Keep your head up. Sometimes I have to encourage myself. They call it affirmations. All affirmations mean is encourage yourself. Write yourself little love notes if you need to. Buy yourself some flowers. Buy yourself some cake. Celebrate yourself. Don't wait for anybody else to do it. Most people that's following you, that's watching you, that's attached to you, they're not following you to support you. They're following you to see how long it's going to take you to give up, to quit, to fold, to buckle, to run away. Celebrate yourself. Don't worry about who not supporting you. Support yourself. Support yourself. Support yourself. You got this. Y'all are so amazing. I enjoyed y'all so much. I love you all so much. Again, my name is Shani Salmon Godfrey. Y'all can connect with me at ShaniSalmon.com. You can email me info@ShaniSalmon.com. Send me a Facebook message. Reach out to me. I'm here for you. We're here to build legacy together. If you need anything else, let me know. If you have any questions, yes, you don't need nobody's validation. Nobody needs to tell you you're beautiful. You know you're beautiful. God said you're beautiful. And if you don't believe you, believe him, because he is not man that he can lie. He's a God that can never lie. So if he said you're beautiful, then you know you are extra beautiful, okay? Because he said it. If he said that you are more than enough, you are more than a conqueror, then nobody can tell you that you cannot get up out of whatever you're in, because God said it and he's not a man, so he cannot lie. So if he said it is so, then it is so. Amen. It's so. No more of negative self-talk. No more of sabotaging ourselves. No more of going into yesterday. No more of letting the devil play with our minds and play with our life. He said, whatever you bind on earth shall be bind in heaven. You're just going to have to start speaking over yourself. Start binding some self. Start binding some self. Start binding some self. You know what I mean by binding some self? When self say you can't do it, self, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. All things, greater is he that's within me than he was of the world. So bind that self. Self, get out of here and walk in the spirit. Sometimes you got to rebuke the flesh and walk in the spirit. Jesus did it when he rebuked Peter. Peter was a disciple and he got rebuked. Why? Peter was in the flesh. And the flesh said, no, Lord, don't go. We're going to miss you. We're going to love you. Remember that broken heart? Peter was looking out for self. Peter didn't want his heart to be broken. Peter didn't want to lose the love of his life. Peter didn't want to have a loss. Peter didn't want that. So Peter said, no. Why? Because if you ever lose anybody close to you, you know the hurt that comes behind that. Peter didn't want that. And he said, get behind me, Satan. Because sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to do that. You are strong. You are strong. You got this. You can do this. You can do this. I love you guys so much. God bless you and make his face to shine up on you and keep you. Let his grace abide with you. I speak blessings over your life, that everything that you are standing in the need of, that while I'm still speaking, that it's already done. I speak healing over your bodies. I speak clarity for your mind. I speak over your eyes so you shall see clearer, so you can look forward and not behind you. I speak to your mouth so your words be as fire, that everything that comes up negative in your life, that the fire of the living God consume it. I speak over every attack in your life. I speak against every curse and I cancel it now in the name of Jesus underneath the authority of the Holy Ghost. And because God said it is so, it is so. I bless you guys so much. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys again. Bye, guys. God bless you.